You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Yankees reporter Brian Hoke. And Brian, just when you were ready to kind of start to really worry about this team, here come the Yankees. Six straight wins to get back to 500. Some good wins along the way. A sweep along the way in Oakland. First sweep of the year for this Yankees team. And the one thing that's been there throughout this whole six-game win streak has been starting pitchers, as it's been quality start after quality start.
Absolutely. And, I think I wrote that nobody's going to confuse this with some of the best rotations in Yankee history, but they've gotten on a roll. They're on a hot run here. I think it's helped that they're feeding off each other, and nobody wants to be the one that kind of breaks the string. And you heard that from a few people. You heard that from CeCe Sabathia. You even heard it from Masahiro Tanaka in Oakland, that they watch what the guy does before them, and they want to keep it going. So that's what they're going to need. I think that this team all along, we've been talking about, they're going to score runs. They had the second most in the majors last year. The bullpen is lights out, and that has proven true. The starting rotation was going to be a little shaky, but if they could survive and get enough good outings, then they were going to start winning some games, and that's what you've seen here.
I mentioned the sweep in Oakland. It was actually the first four-game sweep in Oakland since 1979, which is kind of amazing for the Yankees team. Surprising that that hasn't happened. You mentioned CeCe Sabathia. He goes out there, obviously, back off the disabled list, back healthy, and he had pitched great in his final start before the injury, and he seemed to pick right up. Does he feel like he didn't really miss anything or didn't lose anything in his time away?
No, absolutely. And just to go about that Oakland sweep, they don't play too many four-game series out there, so I'm not too shocked by it. But the last time it happened, Reggie Jackson was hitting cleanup for the Yankees. So that gives you an idea how long ago that was. As far as Sabathia goes, he's really impressed me the last two times out. I think that this is the best I've seen, the reinvented version of CeCe Sabathia. And I think I wrote that, the mid-90s fastball, that's gone. That's a memory now. It's no more likely to come back than the core four is to come out there on the field and win another World Series. But he's finding a way to win with what he has. He's got pitches that go to both corners of the plate, both sides. He can pitch to righties and lefties now. And I think that him putting in this cutter has really changed everything. He's obviously working off his sinker and his changeup a lot more, too. He doesn't have to be the guy who rears back and blows it by you at 94, 95, 96, because he can't do that. I think for a while you were seeing CeCe try to win that way. He was getting hit around. The hitters tell you when you can't do that anymore. But what he can do is he's got 86, 87, 88, and if he mixes it and hits his spots, he's got plenty to win in this league. I think that Brian McCann was saying that they want him every fifth day with the ball. This guy with his veteran know-how and that his competitive streak, he's going to win a lot of games still in his major league career.
It seems like they're getting hot at the right time as far as when you look at this schedule, Brian, a whole bunch of games within the division here, starting with this current series that they have going on with the Blue Jays. But you want to win games within the division. They seem to be suddenly playing their best baseball and a chance to maybe really climb back into things towards those top two teams in the AL East, who are the Red Sox and the Orioles right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a big stretch for them. They're playing 12 out of 13 against the American League East. I think they're catching Toronto at the right time. This is certainly not the way that any of us had predicted Toronto was going to be playing, at least on paper. So maybe they can fatten up their record here against Toronto. Then they hit the road. Obviously, they get Tampa Bay. Then they're back up in Toronto. So this is a stretch where the Yankees are trying to make some hay. For a while, it was just, when are they going to get out of the cellar? Then it was, next step is back to 500. Now that they're back to 500, now you can seriously start to talk about, all right, now they need to make up some ground, and now you can seriously think about looking at the standings. There's still a gap that they need to make up there, but the first step was to get back to 500, back to respectability, and they've done that.
Obviously, they need to get guys back as well, and Alex Rodriguez rehab start. Is he almost there? Is he almost back on the field and swinging the bat for the Yankees?
Yeah, it seems like it. He's down in Trenton. They wanted him to get some at-bats there in Double-A against minor league pitching, and I had kind of wondered if that was going to be the case. It's so hard to ask a guy after not facing big league pitching for 3 weeks or any type of pitching in a game situation to just step into the lineup and face a big league pitcher. Particularly, it was going to be a knuckleballer last night, Nari Dickey, and that had disaster written all over it for a number of reasons. But I think that the fact that Carlos Beltran has been so good in the DH role, it kind of made the Yankees rethink their position there and say, well, you know, you can get by 2 days. What's two more days for that, Alex? Make sure that he doesn't have a setback. And if he does have a setback, it's going to be another 4 to 6 weeks. So Beltran's been terrific in the DH role. I know he's itching to get back out to the outfield, and he'll get his chance at some point here. If Alex isn't back tomorrow, I would think certainly for the first game against Tampa Bay down at the Trop on Friday. But they haven't missed a beat, and Beltran's been a big reason for that.
Has Beltran talked much about just the adjustments of being a DH versus, I mean, as a guy who spent most of his career in the National League, just not being out there in the field and not being as engaged in the game from start to finish?
Yeah, I think he feels a little bit lost, to be honest with you. I think that he kind of looks at it as he's only doing half the job, and you know, he sits around and he waits for those 4 or 5 at-bats a night, and he doesn't know what to do with himself. And I feel like we've heard this before. I think Alex went through that a little bit too, but Alex came to appreciate the beating that his body wasn't taking, you know, not just diving after balls at third base, but also the pregame warm-ups, the throwing, all that. He was able to conserve his energy for the game. I don't think Beltran's there yet. I think that Carlos still believes he can help the team in right field, but I tell you what, this Yankee lineup with Beltran at DH and Aaron Hicks bouncing around the outfield, it hasn't looked bad. So at the very least, it's good that the Yankees know that if they should be in a situation where they're not having Alex again, then they already know what the backup plan would be.
Brian, as good as this rotation has suddenly been as of late, they'd love to have Luis Severino back pitching the way they know he's capable of. Made a rehab start on Sunday and looked a little better than he has, right?
Yeah, he's set up to make a rehab start this Sunday coming up. He's still on the comeback trail. It's going to be probably one, at least one, and probably two, I would guess. But, you know, what the Yankees need is they need the Luis Severino that they saw for 11 starts down the stretch last year. The Luis Severino that was on the mound this year kind of looked lost. I don't think that was doing anybody any good for him to go out there and continue losing. ERA over 7, 0-6. I think that there's more there. The Yankees know there's more there. It's just a matter of him figuring it out. So he'll go down there, and honestly, the minor league rehab starts might be the best thing for him. It saved them from having to send him down, and that would have been a whole thing. I think there would have been some embarrassment in that, and that he came up to the big leagues, was handed a spot in the rotation, and failed. This gives him a chance to reset, and he can come back. And I think that at some point in the near future, you could see the Yankees going to a 6-man rotation, at least on an interim basis, and that would be a good thing for Masahiro Tanaka, who seems to pitch better every time he gets extra rest.
I was going to say, it's kind of that Japan rotation, the way they do it there, and Tanaka's something he's certainly been better at when in that situation. It can't hurt an older guy like CeCe Sabathia either. All right, great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Yankees edition. For Brian Hoke, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.